They really like the name. My question to you, how many Sanduskies are there in the United States?
You have been spending some time in the weird part of the internet again.
Yeah, I did get into the dark part of the internet last night. I will say that, yes.
Well, since I have absolutely no idea, I'm going to go with lucky number 7.
Well, you're close. It's actually 10, according to the Genealogy and Geographical Association of the United States. Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, New York, Alabama, Iowa, Texas, and West Virginia are all have some sort of Sanduskies in them. And ironically, I started looking into this a little bit more. Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin's Sanduskies are all former residents of Sandusky, Ohio. There's just a very big
lack of creativity in naming stuff,
or just they love the name that much. I mean, you can't go much better than Sandusky. But anyway, our third bonus question: Sandusky, Michigan, was not the original county seat of Sanilac County. What municipality was the original county seat in Sanilac County?
Jeez, I have not a clue. I don't even know where to guess.
Well, you can just pick a town in Sanilac County, and then that's a good guess.
Okay,
there.
So one of the bigger ones would be Lexington or Lexington. Does that sound good? Yeah, your facial expression.
My face
there.
Gave it away there. Lexington.
How about it?
And believe it, and here's where it gets good. Lexington and Sandusky had a squabble because Lexington did not want to give it up to the county. Did not want to give up the county seat. To the centrally located Sandusky. It's exactly centered in the middle of Sanilac County, and that's why Sandusky's name for a moment from 1887 to 1905 was changed from Sandusky to Sanilac Center, and then in 1905 became a city, and they changed it back to Sandusky.
Dave Hansen, we know they love the name so much.
There's a very love for that name, Sandusky. Dave Hansen, what are your three keys to today's game?
We'll start with the home team, Clark. Sandusky has got to find a way to expose the number one ugly defense. I'm not sure if that's possible, but they need to find a weakness somewhere. If you look back at that USA game, an offensive lineman went out, and USA exposed that side of the line, and they went right after him. I'm not saying it needs to be an injury, but they need to find a weakness somewhere in that ugly defense and find a way to expose it so they can keep their that ugly offense on the sideline. On the other side of things, Sandusky's defense has been top-notch so far this year. So Ubley needs to do what they do best, control the clock, make first downs. They need to control the game on the road in this hostile environment in Sandusky. That is their best way of winning. And my third point, which young QB has the bigger impact tonight? Is it going to be Sweeney? Could it be Sandusky's quarterback? So it's both very young, both new to the quarterback position. They may have played him at underage levels, but on the varsity level, both quarterbacks are going to have to play an important factor in this game, not just controlling the offense, not just handing the ball off properly. Who's going to make that pass? Who's going to keep the ball and make a big play with their feet? Who's not going to turn it over? So which young QB is the one that makes the difference in this game to get their team over the edge for the W?
And with that, it's time for our last short break, as kickoff is just moments away right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football in the state of Michigan, right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
The American farmer has always been a respected symbol of our country's values, and no one exemplifies the spirit of America more than our thumb area farmer. Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, an agricultural and commercial loan officer at Bayport State Bank. As a farmer's wife, I have seen firsthand how farms have changed over the years. Farms have gotten larger, the equipment more complex, input costs continue to rise, and that's where Bayport State Bank can help. We can help you devise a plan that works for you in your farm or business. Whether it's a short-term loan or a long-term business relationship, think of Bayport State Bank, your community bank. The staff and directors of Bayport State Bank would like to thank Thumb Area Farmers for their dedication and wishes our farmers a plentiful harvest this season.
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
You're listening to the WLW Sports presentation of high school football in the state of Michigan with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole from Sandusky, Michigan. As the Ugly Bearcats are in town at 2-0, taking on the 2-0 Sandusky Redskins. Both teams undefeated in the season, and both teams 1-0 in divisional play. Now we listen in to our home announcer here from Sandusky, and we have our national anthem being played by a very strong Sandusky band program. Let's listen in.
Today from the VFW 2945 and the American Legion 369, Mr. Ireland, Mr. Martin, Mr. Bill Strickler, Mr. Rudy, Mr. Elsaw, Mr. Pangborn, and Mr. Rich. The Redskin student body asks everyone tonight here to choose to stand out of respect for our flag and our national anthem. The Sandusky senior class also reminds all attendees that there is a United States Penal Code that states, during a rendition of the national anthem, individuals in military uniform, as well as members of the armed forces and veterans who are present but not in uniform, should give the proper military salute at the first note of the anthem and maintain that position until the last note. All other persons present should face the flag, stand at attention with their right hand over their hearts, and men not in uniform, please remove your headdress with your right hand, hold it at your left shoulder, with your hand being over the heart. Ladies and gentlemen, please help our young people around you understand the importance of these actions as we honor and respect the efforts of our military personnel, both active and retired, as the Sandusky High School Band performs the national anthem.
And the national anthem is in the books. Current conditions in Sandusky, Michigan are 62 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the north at 7 miles per hour and gusting up to 12 miles an hour. Visibility is all the way up to 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 30.22 inches. And the dew point is at 54. It feels like it's 60 degrees now. The humidity is at 66%. Sunset is in about 50 minutes at 7:55, and we're currently in a waning crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. We've lost 23 minutes since our last broadcast of daylight. We're now down to 12 hours and 54 minutes from just 8 days ago. Sandusky won the toss as elected to receive to start this ballgame. Sandusky in their home with black uniforms, red numbers, white outlines, black helmets with the Redskin insignia on both sides, black face masks. For the bubbly Bearcats, new uniforms this year, white jerseys on their road uniforms, black numbers, orange outline, flat black helmets with no U on them anymore. Just a flat black helmet for the ugly Bearcats and black pants, sharp-looking uniforms. Both John Mooney-approved uniforms here. Easily read the numbers. Let's go through our starting lineups for both squads. The Sandusky Redskins will start out on offense. Their quarterback, Matt Carlson. Their running backs, Jack Sheridan, DeLauren Wedge, and Braxton Washi. And, of course, tight ends, Trenton Lee and Caleb Eberling. Guards, that'd be Jacob Sanderson, Casey Kirkpatrick. Tackles, Ben Krieger and Caden Blaschel. At center, that would be Adam Scott. For the Ugly Bearcat offense, Casey Sweeney at quarterback. Your backfield, Ethan Lemke. William